So in Isaiah 24, the latter part of verse 18 through the first part of verse 20, "For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake." What is the foundations? The gravitational pull, the centrifugal force, all those elements that God uses to stabilize planet Earth. The Earth is utterly broken down. The Earth is clean dissolved. The Earth is moved exceedingly. The Earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. That's all that I'll mention out of that. Then that brings us right back to a verse I've already mentioned, Acts 3, verse 18 to 21. Verse 18, I'll mention one word: repent. Because the heavens is holding Jesus Christ. And then on down in those verses it says, until the times of the restitution of all things. What does restitution mean? It means to restore to the original quality. So Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth first to stop the extinction level event that will destroy every human being and every form of life on planet Earth. That's why he says to repent, so that we apparently can accept him and be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Now, I'm going to give some documentation now to confirm that the Bible is true in its prophecies and that exactly what it says is going to happen. When Jesus Christ, immediately before Jesus Christ returns, has happened in the past and it will happen again. After many years of study in Egypt, scholars from Greece began to have a better understanding of these cataclysmic events that happened to our earth. Now keep in mind that I've already shown that they talked about something causing the earth to shift in its axis, or tipping of the earth in its rotational pattern throughout space. In 348 BC, Timaeus described great cataclysms where he had talked with people of other nations, and especially Egypt, on his travels. He said that he was told by those accounts and shown in the records of their histories that the earth moved, and I'm quoting, forwards and backwards, and again to right and then left, and upwards and downwards, wandering every way in all six directions, end of quote. What did we see in Isaiah 24, verse 18 to 21? The earth would reel to and fro like a drunkard.